Thank you. Thank you. That's no good. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I do. Yeah. No good with 3 times, right?
My own dear.
zene chiyoyoyoyobhambe delenjorohoyodheyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoy
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much to come here for listening to the Dharma. I will try to explain the Lamrim, the great teacher, on the stage of the path to enlightenment. As you have listened to this precious holy Dharma many times, I don't have any special commentary or explanations, but you have listened very profound advice from our spiritual master, the past Venerable Teacher Sri Lim Jalasin Lang, and also you have listened this from Jishi Changpa Nobu Lang, and then also the translator of Jishi Jalasin Lang, Tenzin Dorje, translated to you, and also using Dharma from the Anitenzin Kachula and Tharso. And also thank you very much all the members of the Tendarjilin and students or the volunteer of this center. So, as I mentioned that you have listened this many times from your gurus, I also remember that at the beginning he motivated our mind in order to benefit all mother sentient beings. We have to attain full enlightenment or the state of the Buddha. Someone who has a real and genuine mind of that, what we call the Bodhicitta, and that person is a Bodhisattva, and he is the holy object of us. Therefore, Master Shantideva says that someone who has generated or born the Bodhicitta, Master Shantideva, bow down or prostrate to him who is a Bodhisattva. So of course I would really appreciate very much, and I would like to respect and prostrate to the person who was the Bodhisattva. And also the other master, I listened that the Bodhicitta, they said that the Bodhicitta, when described, it has seems like the two branch short explanations. One, it says, in order to benefit all those sentient beings. And although it said that to attain the full enlightenment of the Buddha, therefore, Bodhisattva Maitreya said, Semjipani, Shindunji, Yangba Zobe, Chanjudu, Bodhicitta is that in order to benefit those sentient beings, someone who won't reach or fail attain the for the enlightenment. So that's the, we need that motivation. And if someone we don't have the right motivation, then we have tried to generate the bodhicitta. And also, we bought the butter from the shop in Tibetan, or we made the butter tea. So, where did this butter comes from? If it's a cow butter, it comes from the cow milk. When you shake the cow milk, butter will come out. So, as the example of that, someone who practices the Dharma again and again, and then they bring the essence of the Dharma, or the essential point from the Dharma, that is the bodhicitta. So someone who has the type of mind, and the people, even the creature, those also the environment seems like a very wonderful and peaceful place. And also you have listened many times that the master, I also listened that at the beginning it's very important to make your mind conjoined with the bodhicitta, and then at the final what important thing is the dedications. So at the beginning, the good mind or good motivation is very important. So when we observe who we are, the different living beings in the samsara, some living beings, very unfortunate living beings, what we call them, lower being, right? What we call them, lower being, the preta, hungry ghost, or hell being, the domestic animal and wild animal, they don't have the ability and time to listen to the Dharma. Even we, the master also said that even we repeat some Dharma text or the mantra to the ear of the dog or cat, they don't care, right? They really don't care what we said because they don't understand the Dharma. Just we can put a little potential to or habit to the animal. However, we should not ignore them, right? So, human being and the devas or asuras. So, among them, what we call we are in the existence of human being. So, we have a really intelligent mind. Therefore, one master said that this human body and mind is more than a precious jewel. In ancient time, people don't have a very wonderful car. People don't have a computer. They cross the ocean by the boat to bring the wishful fuel, gems or jewel from the other land of the ocean, crossing from here to that side. They also have done them a great challenge to bring the precious jewel. So if someone have the precious jewel, and that person really is very rich, or it seems like some precious stone, seems like that, and they clean it 3 times, and then they wrapped it very well, and they keep this precious jewel on the roof of their house. And yes, they pray to that precious jewel. They pray whatever they pray or they want from the precious jewel, they pray, and then the precious jewel will give them whatever they need. If they need the wonderful cloth, smooth cloth, good color cloth, and then it will give to them. If they need a very delicious food, delicious foods, maybe the Chinese delicious food, or the Italian delicious food like the pasta, or the other delicious food like the Vietnamese restaurant or Korean restaurant, whatever they need. They need their precious jewel will give to them. So the people, the person who has a precious jewel, he's really happy in this life because he has precious jewel. So I may guess that if he wants to go somewhere, he don't need the train or car. If he pray for the precious jewel, I want to go America, I want to go California, and then after May he will arrive to California or the Los Angeles or Long Beach, wherever he wish he can arrive, because that's the power or the quality of the precious jewel. So the important thing is he should know the precious jewel is precious jewel. So if he don't understand the precious jewel is precious jewel, then he cannot use it, right? So someone we are the human being, we have to understand who we are. What's our identification? What we have identity, we are free from those lower beings, and we are free from the hungry. We are not belongs to the hungry ghost or Peter ghost. We are human beings, and sometimes we may thought that I am very intelligent. I am intelligent. Than she. Therefore, people are challenging each other, right? Some people, they may thought, I'm the best person. I develop this country very well. This country, people drive the car, people use the computer. The scientists thought that I made this world very wonderful. And other person who is a who's a historical person, he knows the history very well. So however, the human beings are more intelligent than the animal beings. And we have to understand who we are. So this precious, our body and mind, what we have right now, we should not lose it without the meaning. Therefore, the Guru said that this precious body, once time you have obtained it, it is very difficult to find again and again. Maybe I may thought that I am a good Dharma talker. You have listened this before many times. Some maybe one or two new students seems like the wonderful and new Dharma topic from me, but the senior students, and then all those, you have already heard this story many times. So how this precious jewel, precious Bodhi is important? Okay, it says the precious human Bodhi is much more than the precious jewel. So why it's more than the precious jewel? But precious jewel can fulfill us or benefits us only until we die. Until we die. So after our death comes, it cannot benefit us. It cannot give anything to us. So if we use this precious human body with a proper way, from this we can bring the many advantage. So with the example, once the Rishi Potova said that how difficult the people who is maybe blind or no leg, it's very difficult to ride the zebra or horse. Once he was on the zebra, he became very happy like that. For us, it's very, very difficult to find such a precious human body and such a precious intelligent mind. Once we have found it right now, we should be happy. We should be happy. Maybe some students who observe or contemplate it again and again, and they may drop the tears or water from the eyes. Oh, how happy I am! How wonderful I have found such a precious human body. And then the next step, he may thought that what is the responsibility of this precious human body and mind? He may ask himself, and question comes from his mind. Then he may thought that, oh, I have to bring the essence from this precious human body. I should not waste my time. I should not waste my time when I obtain this precious human body. It's better to do for this life, purpose of this life only, or it's better to purpose for the next good rebirth. And we have listened many times the what we call the nirvana, right? It's better to attain the stage of nirvana. The Lama said that it's a permanent happiness and peace when someone attains the nirvana. Once I was in Dharamsala, His Holiness Dalai Lama just prays sometimes, right? If I attain the nirvana if I attain the permanent happiness, I'm shouting among the people, oh, I've got this state of mind. So I just repeat what he said, but he is behind that stage. So he's a bodhisattva, he's a fully enlightened being, his bodhi, okay. So our self-cherishing, right? But we have to attend the good next rebirth, we have to attend the fully enlightenment, we have to attend the fully enlightenment or Buddhahood, as Master mentioned again and again in our ear, right? When they make up our motivation, they say again and again in our end, to the benefits of all mother sentient beings, we have to attain enlightenment. releasing this many times, right? So if I go backwards for my what I mentioned, so if you don't attain the full enlightenment, then the great master said we cannot benefit in the meaningful way for the other sentient beings. If we didn't attain the enlightenment, we just give them some food and clothes and support to them. But what they really need, the sentient beings, they really need is the full enlightenment that we cannot present to them. Therefore, we have to attain full enlightenment. So it says that it's very difficult to find this precious human body. Me and also other master Chandideva said that we cross the ocean by the boat or the ship. We cannot seem to cross one ocean side from to the other ocean side, right? If we want to cross the ocean, and then we are waiting some boat, and then when the boat comes to us, how we become very happy? Oh, it's here. I can cross this ocean by this boat. Otherwise, I cannot seem cross by my swimming. Even he is a very excellent swimmer too. He can seem to cross the ocean. Ocean is a very, very vast, very deep. There's very many dangerous animals in the oceans. The winds comes. So like that, we should be happy that once we have obtained the precious human body, so it's in order to cross from the samsara. It's at least we have to cross the samsara of lower realm beings. That's one essence to bring from our precious human body. And the other next step, as you listen many times, the nirvana or the ultimate happiness, and the final fully enlightenment. And when you see this meditation, Shavagun, the way the meditation, all the different things, the reason she see this meditation, Shavagun, when we chat with him, the dojuni, in singun, the nimbo lemba. So once you contemplate on the precious human body and what its actions, then you can reduce. And you ultimately you may minus the importance of this life, as today you are gathering here, right? You are gathering here. I know that you have many other important things to do too, on the Sunday or Saturday. The time is your break time. You have challenged many times in your society. If you walk in the hospital, the people annoying the doctor, oh, I have a stomach pain, I want to check up first. And then people who has a tooth pain, he may say, I have very strong tooth pain, I made the appointment, I want to go first. And then the different types of problems too. And also, If you walk in the restaurant manager, and then you have to watch the different workers or the people to pay the money for salary and to checking the people what they do. So in your house there are many things to do. I don't know exactly what you all deems to. So however you give up those activities, because you listen the Dharma many times, and then your kindness and then precious gurus, whatever you receive from the masters, to different kind of master, from their compassion, from their very skillful methods, not like me too, from their very skillful methods, however they met you, a very, very good person. So from their kindness, you may think, oh, it's not important. The important is to listen the Dharma. The purpose of listening the Dharma is not to forget, right? The purpose of listening the Dharma is not forget. It should be remain in your mind, and then it may benefit and help you when you want to contemplate. And contemplate, from contemplate, we have to take this to the practice of meditation. Master, Devadham Temple. When the Devadham Temple is the best student of the Master Atisha. So Devadham Temple once said that when he listened the Dharma, he understand in order to contemplate upon what he listened. If you listen the Dharma about how the importance of the precious human body and mind, he may think that, and then he do contemplate upon it, he meditate upon it. So what we have listened is in order to contemplate, contemplate, it takes to for the meditations. We should meditate it. I mean, we should not forget those dharma. Therefore, as you have listened, that as a very wonderful and a very great scholar, the great scholar, the professor Nagarjuna, or the Ajaya Nagarjuna, has said that those negative things and then bad things, what listens, it's no matter if you forget them. You should be those like a letter on the sand, or on the dust. If you write the alphabet on the dust, it may erase quickly. It remains very short time. So that's he gives the example. When we listen to the negative things, we should not keep those things and the topics in our minds. It's better to forget. So if I mistake what I speak, and there is no need to keep in your mind. If there is something little benefits to you, then keep those in your mind. I know that you all of the students have listened the many dharma in this center, and then those are the wonderful what you need. Those should be like a crab on the rock. So some people, they write the things on the rock, and then it remains very long time. So dharma should be remain in our mind like that, and if it remains, then it can benefit when we need to contemplate. It can benefit when we meditate upon it. So slowly, someone who practices more and more and deeper towards the Dharma, he changed his activities, and he changed his thought to the different way or different side. The worldly actions like that in general, we are the person at the beginning, like that we are the person. Some people say the very, very calm speaking and very praise speaking to us, oh, how you are wonderful, how you are handsome, how you are beautiful, how your breath is bell, then we become very happy, relaxed. Right? And in the other hand, some people may criticize and complain us, then even we don't want to see or we don't want to talk that person, oh, I don't like because he complained to me and criticized to me. And then when we heard the complaint and then criticisms, our feeling becomes towards the anger side. And someone give the delicious food and the nice clothes, then we become happy. And then someone gives the very broken things and then ugly things, like before he wants to throw the garbage too. And then they say, oh, this is a present to you. And then we check, oh, it's a no good thing, too. It's a no good thing. Or he wants to throw it, substitute of that, he just give a present to you. Maybe, I don't know, I will give other small like that challenge to him, right? To give a small other things to him. So it's what we call the worldly actions. And there are 8 worldly actions. I don't remember very well. So such these 2 also, the worldly actions and worldly thoughts. So worldly thoughts and actions, and then that person, what we call is the ordinary person. Ordinary person in the speaking of Dharma way too. And then in the speaking of the other way, I don't know, people who is the ordinary people, and then he may have a very gentleman clothes and very nice clothes, and then he loves very much to the good praise, and then someone, people thought that, oh, that's a very great person, sure. So there's a different speaking, right? So the knowledge for the Dharma knowledge is not for only in this life. The Dharma knowledge and education is for the next good rebirth. As you have listened many times, you senior students, you have listened many times that to attain the highest enlightenment is not in the only one's lifetime. It's a life after life. We have to challenge and then attain the full enlightenment. The one exceptional that the someone who is a very high level person or the high bodhisattva, they may attain enlightenment in this life. But the ordinary persons, it's process and life after life. We have to attain full enlightenment. So this precious human rebirth and then life is not also not easy to find, because it comes from many good causes and conditions, the positive karma, and also from the pure morality and pure dedication or the prayers from those causes. Once we have attained the precious human rebirth, and I remember and I've heard you also maybe heard that you heard that. And then if we are the bhikshus and bhikshunis, and then we found this precious human rebirth through the Dharma by the kindness of the previous. Precious human rebirth, the previous life, it presents this form of the person, like, right? And then the next rebirth depends on this form of the body, and then special the action of this body's action. It depends on this action, this precious human rebirth. And they remind the practitioner, and they remember, oh, I should not fall in the lower realms. Better to attain the good next rebirth. And not only the bhikshu and bhikshunis, all of the sentient beings. What we want, good, peace, happiness, wonderful body. And when we analyze where it comes from the positive karma. And also not only the Therefore, be meditate and contemplate upon the precious human rebirth, first introductions, and then how it's important. Then should not waste the time, bring the essence from this precious human body and precious mind. Bring the essence, especially the tradition of the Lam Rim, or the path to enlightenment. If we don't analyze, we are very happy to listen to the Dharma, and the next Sunday come, another Sunday come, listen. Maybe one Dharma master comes and talk, and then if we don't practice, then we cannot develop. We are at the same level too, like the school too. The month or the year passed, if the student, they don't learn, then teacher is there, right? The students are maybe 6 or 7 or 20 students are there. If they don't practice, they cannot develop. Therefore, in India and in also the other country and in America also, the teacher give the homework to the students to. Teacher give the homework to the student to develop them. To be an educated person, the hope of the teacher. So if they don't do the homework and exercise, what they need to write, they have to write the letters. And then the letter comes easier and easier. At the beginning, we all don't know how to write the A, B, C, D, right? And then after, teach us and we learn and we write the big A, capital, big B, big C, like that. And then it composes the small letter, and then write the name of flower. This is the yellow flower. We write the yellow flower, and also other the name we write and sentence. Then we develop. We become educated person. We are free from the type of illiterate. Illiterate person, we are the educated person. Some people made the literature, some people made the scientists. So from their learning, too, those I don't know very well. So that's the common talking, right? So then the great masters advise us, bring the essence at the daytime, bring essence at the night time. They don't give us the free time. To develop our attachment. They don't give us permissions to develop the hatred, to fight to the other person. They don't advise us to promote your ignorance, sleep again and again, and then eat again and again. Okay. Sleep again and again, eat again and again. They didn't say that, right? The master said that, bring the essence of life at the daytime and at the night time. Why? Because if you follow that, they also do like this practice, and they advise us. Not like that. They are just relaxed and they give advice. Not like this. So if you do as what they said, then we can develop and promote progress. If we practice the daytime, we can promote half. If we practice day and night time, we can promote a progress full, right? So therefore, Therefore, they said, practice day and night chant. The very important thing is we have to be skillful to practice the Dharma. It's very important. Sometimes, in the example, doctor give the prescription, right? You eat this pill at the morning, daytime, and night time. Maybe 4 hours after, they give the prescription. If you eat the pills, we become recovered and very well too. So if you don't eat, then we don't recover from our sickness or illness. So maybe we may think that it's better to 1 week pill at the 1 day. If they give a 1 week pills, and then some misunderstanding, oh, I want to take this pill from tomorrow, I want to do sort of relax. Okay, 2 days pill together. And then it's a very danger too. Then they said, in fact, the dangers of the medicine pills, right? So therefore, doctor and nurse also, they were very careful to give the injection and then prescription to the student, to the patient, right, in this person. So what I mean, today I taught the Dharma to practice daytime and night time. And then you go to your house and then meditate about the precious human rebirth, and you don't sleep there, and then you practice hard, and then tomorrow you have back pain. Oh, what he give the advice, such a daytime and precious time. Oh, he can. I don't have experience, right? Then you may thought that, oh, he don't have the experience. He didn't practice the daytime and night time. So I cannot. This I boring. I don't want to practice. I want to relax more than the practice. And then it drives to the all the way through. Therefore, it says. The enthusiasm of effort and wisdom. The wisdom is really the excellent topic of the Dharma. You have listened many quality of the wisdoms, right? So someone who do the skill, do the efforts, and then enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, they need the very, very skillful enthusiasm. They need the friend of wisdom too. Once the friend of wisdom comes, it's very easy. So, okay. So these are just the, what we call the general topic. To motivate your minds and inspire your mind in your early intake. I just remember to inspire your mind towards the holy land of Dharma, the precious land of Dharma. So your ordinary minds and intake and progress, and then you change from your ordinary level to the special level, special human being. You have more than. So however, I cannot express very well, I cannot describe very well, and then it's better to it's better and free, and then if you wish and if you want, and you may inspire your mind to the land of Dharma, not once only. The master says that again and again, until it's very, very stabilization too. And then when it's very establishment of the topic of the precious human rebirth, then the, again other step like a foundation too. So. I think that I will little try to explain the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, which the Dharma composed by the Lama Tsongkhapa, who was born in the eastern Tibet, and he went to the central Tibet to study, and after there's a one. Students called the Lochen Gyatso Pelsang. He requires him to compose the one explanation of the path to enlightenment. It will come later, okay? The path to enlightenment, you have heard that the one is the lamp for path to enlightenment. Maybe L-A-M-P, I guess, right? L-A-M-P, yeah. Because sometimes it's important to make sure, right? L-A-M-P, lamp for the enlightenment. When it is darkness, when there is no sun, what we need to see something, we need the lamp, right? And we need this modern time, we need the torch. Therefore, some people, they keep always enjoy to keep the torch near their bed too. When they light off, there's a torch to watch if there are some dangerous things, and if he or she wants something to look or to search, so that the torch can show him. So the example of that, in order to light the ignorance of the the Tibetan, yes. The great master Atisha, or the other name called the Divamkara Shirijan, he composed the lamp for path to enlightenment, which requested by the Tibetan king Yeshiva. As in, you have listened that also the kind and wise disciple Yeshiva requires me to compose Dharma for all the Tibetans. And Master Atisha became very happy, because he said that the Dharma not for him, the Dharma not for his relative, right? Not for his friend. The Dharma, please compose the Dharma to benefit all the Tibetan sentient beings, who is a more ignorant and not good behavior, and in order to light their darkness from the ignorance to the side of education, and then from hatred to the side of the loving kindness, and from the delusions side of the undeluded person, please light one lamp. And then Master Atisha become very happy, and then he's very exciting how his request is very wonderful. And then he composed that Dharma. And after the great the master, many years, right? After many years, then the Lama Tsongkhapa once come and write the explanations of the lamp for the path to enlightenment. I don't know maybe whether I can show you the path or not. I don't know. There are maybe there are some traffic jams and traffic jams, and you waiting many times. Oh, so also some not myself cherishing, right? Some English nice person also, they made the translate this, the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, right? They composed this textbook, and then the middle one is the what we call the great Lama Tsongkhapa, and the right side we call the Gelsabje, and then although we call the Kedugje. Kedugje is a very intelligent and a very proud one, and Gelsabje here, Gelsabje a little bit very humble and simple, right? Different the different disciples of the Lama Tsongkhapa has different qualities, right? And also, if you want to more fond, then the Tsongkhapa to the Shakyamuni Buddha, and then the Shakyamuni Buddha also have two disciples, right? Shariputra, and then other one, Mongol Putra. Okay. So So, however, Master Tsongkhapa offering very wonderful offering in order to compose this place where the where we call the Rajin, the monastery of the Jawaljam Tempa, and near that there is a one a hermitage or the meditation cave. Inside that he offering all the things, and then Master Tsongkhapa composed the great treatise on the stage on the path to enlightenment. Here it says, "Nyame Tsongkhapa Chenpe Tsepe Chenju Lam Lim Chen Mo She Sons." The treatise part on the stage on the path to enlightenment, composed by the great master Lama Tsongkhapa. And before he composed the main topic, and usually when the scholar they compose, first they praise to those holy objects from the Buddha, to their guru or the masters, and also to the Buddha in order to succeed, in order to collect more merit. Because if a person don't have enough merit, merits, the two collections, right? I mean the two collections, the collection of the merit and the collection of the wisdom, right? So they need a more collection with merits in order to success or their job or actions. And then they also pledge and promise to compose such and such topics or the subject. Here they call the great stage on the path treatise on the part stage of the path to enlightenment. The great treatise is treatise on the stage is like a level, and then the path to cross or the path to cross the freeway to drive to. Here I don't understand well. In America, there is a different freeway. So if you take this freeway number, you will arrive from here to San Jose. If you take this freeway from there and then to maybe Oregon, and then if you take this freeway, you will arrive to maybe Minnesota. The Minnesota are very wonderful. They say there's a thousand of lakes, wonderful ducks, wonderful green area. They may say you will arrive there, right? Like that. That example. That's an example. Okay, if I can drive, I may drive. There were some people there who enjoyed to driving too. They may heard that California is better than that side too. California, there is a beach, very wonderful beach and nice place. And then they drive from their side to check the freeway this, and then freeway this, and then they arrive here too. So here we sometimes saw the car, it says the Minnesota. Sometimes it says the Washington, like that, they comes from the place. So however, here the path to enlightenment, from the first path, our path, from the ordinary being, maybe I don't know if I'm very 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 bad person, always criticizing all those, to then from that to a simple person, nice person, the one special person, and people automatically loves to you, and from that level, and then they promote benefits more socialism thoughts too. If you have a very walk in the very a very small place or the small place, and you develop the big place, and there you have more facilities and more environment and the people, and then they develop more and more like that too. So the Bodhisattva All the bodhisattva may thought all sentient beings are the friend of him. True. Because when the bodhisattva gives the food, and then from his heart he generates the mind of bodhicitta, and then he gives the food, and then he practices the morality in order to attain fully enlightenment. So here, Namo Guru Manjugrogaya, and Namo is a prostrate or the homage, and then Guru is a Sanskrit word. It says the Lama or the master, and Manjugrogaya is the name of the Manjushri. At the beginning, the great master Tsongkhapa, he homage or prostrate inseparable his master and the Manjushri. And then he said the principal gele chevetin be ku taye de re wa kun mesu ma li shi ja jin si be sha je zo de la gwe cha se le he says sha ke zo the chief of the shakya, who is he also the chief of the shakya, Buddha Shakyamuni. Here it says bow, some it says bow, some it say prostrate. Respect, these are the same meaning, right? Here it says, homage to the Guru Manjugosha, I bow my head to the chief of the Shakya, whose body was formed by a 10 million perfect virtues, whose speech fulfills the hopes of the limitless beings, whose mind sees precise lies or all objects of the knowledge. So the Guru Tsongkhapa bow down to him, the Shakyamuni Buddha. So here says that the Shakyamuni Buddha's body is not an ordinary body. It's really the body where we can respect, where we may wish and aspire and thought that, oh, I may attain such a wonderful body. Because at the beginning, he generated the bodhicitta mind, and in the middle, the Shakyamuni Buddha practiced those six perfections and the other dharma practice, whatever he needs to attain the fully enlightenment. And then he's also today. I may keep here because the time running quickly, right? Time, and then next people when we see again, I will continue. Okay, so here short here. So Taya Dravya is to fulfill the wish of all sentient beings. That speech is the speech of the Shakyamuni Buddha. And then what is the Buddha Shakyamuni's mind and then heart? His mind and heart understand and observe all the phenomena. Therefore, I respect and bow down to the Buddha Shakyamuni. So, just short today. What I taught you at the beginning, you remember, to be a good motivations. Good motivation means good motivations. You just remember, if you are very new to, you should be remember. If you are old or senior, you understand. I don't need to express again and again, maybe repeat, right? And after that, what I told you is the topic of the precious human being who we are, but which I give the example of the precious jewel, right? Our human precious body is more than the precious jewel. Keep your body very healthy, take care of your body in order to bring the essence of life to be a long life. And after that, I just explain a little bit about the great, at the beginning of the great Jesus on the stage of the path to enlightenment. So this morning you have also some students also have the generate the bodhicitta. That's also very wonderful. And also the today now the, there is only 10 minutes. We have to dedicate, right? We have to dedicate what we have collected, little merit here from 10:30 to 10 to 10. We have to dedicate those. Before dedicate, maybe you want to say something? Yeah, please. Okay, we do the mantra of the Avalokiteshvara. Yungimaru kundo ko azuzan jiji ula jiyan tuje shinde tola sin shire zino jazero om mani beme ho om mani beme ho om mani beme 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 om mani Om mani padme hum, 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 Om mani padme The okay, you talk, please. Please.
And then on July 26th, next Sunday from 1 to 5 at El Dorado Park, there's going to be a potluck picnic for all the students and friends of Kipton Darby Lane. It's going to be celebrating and thanking the poor monks who are going to be returning to India on August 13th, approximately. And honoring the date of the enthronement of the new abbot at Dhanachartri Monastery, Gishe Dhanachodan, who has been here in the past. And we're hoping that he will come and visit sometime again as well. And also giving our heartfelt appreciation and thanks to Tenzin Dorje, who's been translating for 16 years here at Kipton Darby Lane. So, that's going to be at El Dorado Park next Sunday after class. So please come if you can and believe it's inspired on the side.
Okay, so remember your dedication. You know how to dedicate, right? I just repeat it. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all the precious gurus and masters who exist in this universe or the world may long live, right? And may all the dear mother sentient beings, by the kindness of them, they listen to the Dharma, and whatever they have problems and suffering, may extinguish or finished. Whoever they have starvations, they may not their starvations and the sufferings. And it says the Dona Magasanjatam Yajimiji Balikishinudamabhajavasanjavidyuji. In short, all those mother sentient beings free from the to obstruction, right?
Obscuration,
my English, okay. the obscuration, free from the obscurations of the delusions, and then free from the obscurations of the phenomenons. And all dear Mother Sentient Beings may attain the enlightenment in very short and quickly.
Thank you. Nam Mô Vô Biên Chư Phật, Chư Bồ Tát, các ngài thị hiện bát ngát báu thân của chân Đại Lạc Bất Biến Châu Ngần, xin trải từ tâm ân cần phổ hộ, mưa thánh thủy từ mây đại độ, đủ hệ ly tiền khổ lạc người, tận diệt thống khổ tức thời. Niệm danh ngài bậc đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn chứng pháp tăng nơi tâm, ba tạng giới luật cốt duyên thông của đại thừa Như Lai truyền giáo. Ngài nâng cao lọc vàng pháp bảo, chăm hướng vương lan tỏa muôn phương, cấu thân ngài chói lòa phẩm hạnh, sao bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh biết chi. Ngài từng chức Phật thể nghi, hướng luôn hành pháp làm vì độ sanh, nay ngài hẳn không đành bỏ nguyện, tùy phước đệ tử mà ngài hiện thế, lý nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn, xin mau hóa sanh thành ánh đạo vàng, từ bi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn vân vân, xin mau trở lại là đại đạo sư, như kho tàng chứa kim thư vô lượng, lời tuyên giảng soi đường pháp bảo, kế căn cơ thiện đạo độ sanh, xin mau trở lại là đại pháp vương, lừng danh kim cổ mười phương tám đồng, phá tan núi mị pháp lòng tà kiến, tam đoạn lật xét miếng sóng vang, xin mau trở lại nguyên thân đời trước, đắc ngũ minh yến tức duyên thân, biện tài vô ngại lý giải pháp âm, học giả khẩu phục hành tâm, thiện giả cảm nhận hồng ân đức lòng, xin mau trở lại là bậc đạo sư, thiên thư thông thái vẫn thường tận tâm, chánh kiến định mạng chuyên cần, ương sen hé nhụy hương lân pháp đàn, của tông khách ba ý ngọc lời vàng, do tần lực tam bảo liên ứng, do tần lực duyên khởi tương ưng, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kiến hưởng, xin cho sở nguyện chúng đệ tử được tức thời thiên mạng.
Thank you.